This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A brand new Epstein query. You're the devil himself? This as a damning document dump reveals Epstein's 29 trafficking buddies. How come they're not in MDC? How come they're not behind bars tonight? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us.
Do you think you're the devil himself?
No, but I do have a good mirror.
That's a question I have long been asking. This as a massive data dump on our heads, as we learn there are allegedly 29 co-conspirators, Epstein's running buddies that took part in his sex trafficking scheme. To Josh Boswell joining us, chief investigative reporter, Daily Mail. Josh, who are these guys? Of course, you got to consider the source, that being Ghislaine Maxwell. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, you could have many, many names among those 29 co-conspirators, unindicted. You know, there were people popping up who were big names. Bill Clinton, you know, you've got Elon Musk coming out of the files, who was saying that, you know, he wanted to attend a party on Epstein's Island. You've got Sergey Brin, Steve Bannon, who's actually doing the interview there, pops up in the Epstein files. You know, there's photographs with him. You have Richard Branson, who is, you know, a British billionaire who was frequently interacting with Epstein, was talking with him in the files about visiting the island. There are so many names in there that it really could be anyone that Ghislaine Maxwell is referring to there. So this comes from a habeas corpus petition she filed, claiming there are a bunch of people who cut these sweetheart deals with the DOJ in order to not get indicted. And really, we should be looking at this and seeing, is there anyone who should be criminally prosecuted for their involvement with Epstein? We need to get to the bottom of this.
Maxwell, the disgraced socialite, again contests her conviction in a habeas corpus petition claiming four co-conspirators and 25 men reached secret settlements related to Epstein, protecting them from indictment. Maxwell declines to name the 29 unindicted participants in Epstein's trafficking ring, arguing if she had known of their deals at the time of trial, she would have called them as witnesses.
Maxwell's claims may not be fiction, pointing to billionaire Leon Black as an example of settlement, no indictment. Black paid Epstein $170 million for tax and estate planning, denied knowing anything about sex trafficking. Black paid $62.5 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands to settle claims tied to financial dealings with Epstein. Criminal charges were never even considered. Black, free to make a quiet exit behind a very large check.
Barry Levine, author of the definitive book on Epstein and his financial dealings. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to go to you, Sydney Sumner, in just one moment. Now, reams and reams of jail video has been discovered. Jail video from cameras that weren't working when Epstein was murdered. Oh, excuse me, committed suicide. Levine, author of The Spider. Yeah, keep rolling that. I want Levine to see it. That's video we've just obtained from inside the cell. And remember, we were told these cameras weren't working. They taped over each other. Now we've got a massive data dump of cameras in the jail where Epstein died. Levine, author of The Spider, Inside the Tangled Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, veteran investigative journalist, editor in print and TV, Levine. Black paid $62.5 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then he walked free? What?
Yeah, Nancy, you know, Leon Black has is actually included, if you dig through the files, as I have been doing all weekend, there's a prosecution memorandum that talks about notable names and possible prosecutions that the government was pursuing after Jeffrey Epstein's death. They did, of course, nail Ghislaine Maxwell. There was a one of the assistants, Leslie Groff, was being seriously looked at. But then you had these other men whose names came up: Leon Black, Leslie Wexner, other individuals.
And can I get back to him paying? This is a guy that is allegedly one of the Dirty 29, a.k.a. co-defendants. He paid $62.5 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands, emphasis on U.S., United States. That's U.S. territory. We have jurisdiction, and he was allowed to pay nearly $63 million to settle claims tied to dealings with Epstein, and then criminal charges were never considered. That was then. This is now. That's 62 mil. That doesn't mean that to me. He can still be charged, Levine.
Well, I got to tell you, Nancy, you know, my mother used to say, be careful what you wish for. What I wished for before we got these files was accountability by the government of these possible co-conspirators, men that may have included Leon Black and others. And I don't think we're ever going to see any real prosecution related to sex trafficking. What we may see, of course, is Senator Ron Wyden is going down a financial trail, and he has Leon Black on his radar. He is investigating these wire transfers that Jeffrey Epstein made to many individuals. And then, of course, the hardworking district attorney in the Virgin Islands, Denise George, early on after Jeffrey Epstein's death, cited this individual, Leon Black, and went after him. And of course, monies were paid to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, again, it's very complicated. You have to understand Jeffrey Epstein's co-executors of his estate.
Barry Levine, I know you have written the book, the definitive book on Epstein's multi-million dollars schemes all over the world. And now we find out he's meeting with Putin, as in Vladimir Putin, and sets up a honey trap, likely with all of these young girls to be used for gathering intelligence. It's just, it's mind-boggling. That's a whole other can of worms. But it's not confusing because we've got Leon Black, billionaire, as in brother, billionaire, pays $62 million to U.S. Virgin Islands for claims on his financial dealings with Epstein. And after he pays off $62 million, he walks free on alleged sex trafficking girls. That's not confusing to me. I think I understand exactly what happened.
This thing, you may think it's clear, but to the Justice Department, they say that they cannot corroborate enough to bring any charges against any other individuals besides Ghislaine Maxwell.
Okay, hold on. I know somebody that's going to disagree, and that would be Lynn Shaw. She is the founder and director of Lynn's Warriors, a nonprofit. She's not making money off this. Organization dedicated to ending abuse and trafficking of girls. Do you understand what happened? Because I do. He paid $62 million, and he walked free. No criminal charges were ever even considered.
Absolutely. It is the same thing I continually say, which is money talks and crime walks. This is a very clear, simple case to see. However, there are so many complicit people from different governments around the world, our own government, the Department of Justice. We just had the, you know, Epstein Files Transparency Act. Everybody was applauding in Washington. Where have we really gone with all of this? The only person we have in jail is Ghislaine Maxwell. There are so many others, and these files are showing us what our victims for years came forward and told us about everything from orgies, underage girls, cannibalism. So all we needed was proof. The proof is coming forward, remains to be seen, but this is the tip of the iceberg.
In this massive, massive data dump, listen.
Today we are producing more than 3 million pages, including more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. In total, that means that the department produced approximately 3.5 million pages in compliance with the act.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
More than a month after the deadline, DOJ releases 3 million pages of Epstein files, 2,000 videos, and 180,000 pictures. Bondi facing harsh scrutiny over her handling of the files. Blanche says nearly twice that amount of pages were collected as potentially responsive to the act, but in the process of review, redaction, and deduplication, it was whittled to the nearly 3.5 million pages now made public.
For some reason, our New York control room keeps showing me pictures of famous people with Epstein. You think I care? You think I care? They're famous? I don't care. Because the reality is, to Dr. Bethany Marshall joining us, renowned psychoanalyst out of L.A., author of Deal Breaker. You can see her on Peacock, and you can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. What that is a ruse. When it's the indicia of respectability. You're clothing Epstein, who's nothing more than a pimp, nothing more than a street pimp that beats the girls, drugs the girls, demeans, humiliates, traffics the girls, girls and women having as many as 20 and 30 sex partners a day. That's what a pimp does, and that is what Epstein is. He is a pimp. So you can put him by Michael Jackson. You can put him by Clinton or Trump or Mick Jagger. I don't care. It doesn't change what he is, Dr. Bethany.
You know, Nancy, when you think of pimps using their girls, their victims, their boys to profit financially, Jeffrey Epstein is not doing anything differently. He's using these girls, the island, the Lolita Express, to lure in high net worth individuals, or they're luring him, who's sort of to be seen who's luring or who's seducing whom. But he's seducing them with these girls so that he can profit as well. You know, Nancy, when pedophiles gather online, and they certainly do because they get more material that way. They can exchange photos and stories and videos. They're hiding behind the internet. What do billionaire pedophiles do when they gather together? They hide behind their wealth, their respectability, their veneer of having accomplished something in life. But what it really shows us, Nancy, is how girls and boys are treated like objects, just how much deviancy there is in our society, and that the more powerful men become, I hate to generalize, but I think it's true here, the more powerful they become, the more they can act out their deviancy because they have power and they can act it out.
Guys, we're showing you data from this massive data dump we have just gotten over a month late. And we keep showing Clinton because, for Pete's sake, that was right there with Clinton in the blue dress evoking the memory of Monica Lewinsky. It wasn't just Clinton. It was Trump. It was Leon Black, multimillionaire. It was Bill Gates. And of course, let's see, what's his name? Wexner, the former CEO of Victoria's Secrets.
The files include emails suggesting 10 Epstein co-conspirators. Six of those serve subpoenas. The only unredacted names in the file, Maxwell and Wexner, possibly former Victoria's Secret CEO Les Wexner, who had a friendship with Epstein.
Sydney Sumner joining us, Crime Stories investigative reporter. So all of these names are in the files. I'm not saying they're all legitimate co-defendants or unindicted co-conspirators, but shouldn't there be investigations of them going on right now?
Yes, all of these names are mentioned in these files numerous times. In those 2019 FBI emails seem to indicate that these people were being investigated at some point. And it's unclear why that investigation was dropped. Even in the 2007 indictment that they released that was never filed because of Epstein's sweetheart deal, there were two more names listed in that indictment. What happened to those people?
Guys, so far the names are Leon Black, the billionaire that paid $62 million for Epstein financial dealings. Criminal charges were never even considered. Now we've got the Victoria's Secret former CEO Les Wexner. That name unredacted. Maxwell's name unredacted. Then, of course, we keep playing over and over Clinton's photograph with Epstein.
Maxwell to be deposed in Congress February 9. The lawyers condemn the hearing as political theater, saying Maxwell will refuse to answer questions unless Trump grants Maxwell clemency. Lawyers' attempts to depose the Clintons also failed, both the former president and Secretary of State refusing to appear.
To renowned trial lawyer Greg Morse, joining us out of Palm Beach, where a lot of this actually started. That's where Epstein got a sweetheart plea deal where he could basically leave the jail in a limo whenever he felt like it. And this is after little girls testified that they had been molested. Criminal defense attorney, founder of Morse Legal and author of Untested on Amazon. Greg, how can you just decide not to show up to testify in front of Congress?
Well, you can't, because Congress has, if the subpoena was lawful, Congress has the contempt power. So there, I think actually that's how some of the people like Steve Bannon and stuff wound up going to jail for a short time, was contempt of Congress. So you can't just ignore it. And interestingly enough, if you're a naturalized citizen in America, other than lying on your application, ignoring a subpoena from Congress can also get you deported. If you were a naturalized citizen. So it has power and it has bite, but again, where is this going to go with all of this information? No one's picking this up in the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice already said that they don't have corroboration of witnesses, so the evidence is weak. Any criminal trial lawyer would have a field day with these cases if they were brought under, trafficking or something to that effect, statutory rape, things of that nature. So this is all about nothing from a law enforcement standpoint, I think, with regard to what's going to be done about
both
this.
Clinton, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And look, I'm not singling them out. There's plenty of pictures of Epstein with Trump. So long story short, how can both the former president and the former Secretary of State refuse to appear in front of Congress? How can you do that?
Well, I mean, again, you have a lawful subpoena, so you have contempt issues. I didn't see any motions to quash that subpoena. My guess is they're going to argue that this is selective enforcement, a little bit similar to what we saw with the indictments in James Comey and Letitia James. That was part of the argument to get those indictments dismissed. This will be the same with the subpoena. This is politically motivated by the current administration. And you're bringing me into this with a false subpoena. So that's sort of probably the only argument they have, because otherwise, when you're served with a subpoena, you have to appear. I mean, that's what a subpoena is. Or you have to move to quash it and get a court order. There's only two ways to deal with it.
It's not just Trump. It's not just Clinton. So many people have been dragged, and I mean innocent people, into Epstein's cesspool. I'm talking about Melinda Gates. How did she get dragged into this?
In an email written to himself, Epstein makes shocking claims. Bill Gates contracted an STD sleeping with Russian girls and turned to the financier for help securing antibiotics to slip to Melinda to cover up his infidelity. The lengthy message lashes out at Gates for ending their friendship, reading, "To add insult to injury, you then implore me to please delete the emails regarding your STD, your request that I provide you antibiotics that you can surreptitiously give to Melinda, and the description of your penis."
We walked into that clinic where they're giving that money out to these people that are in the most dire straits of poverty and sickness, and told them that the money was coming from a, what are you, class three sexual predator?
Tier one.
Tier one's the highest and worst?
No,
I'm the lowest.
I'm the lowest.
You're the lowest. Okay, tier one, you're the lowest, but a criminal.
Yes.
That the money came from them. What percentage of people do you estimate would say, "I don't care, I want the money for my children"?
I would say everyone said, "I want the money for my children."
Josh Boswell joining us. He is chief investigative reporter, Daily Mail. Josh, is Lisa Phillips, Epstein's survivor, telling the truth? Is there any reason to doubt her? I mean, we know that he was obsessed with cameras. He had them everywhere he lived, on his yacht, you name it. So where's all that?
It is an excellent question. You know, we have heard from the DOJ that You know, they've released everything according to them. But then Democrats are saying, no, there's another 2.5 million files that should have been released that weren't. Maybe that that data, that those videos, that content is there. But in terms of whether we should believe Lisa, I mean, what she is saying is it corroborates other things that we've heard from other victims. You look at the pattern of behavior by Epstein, all of these photos, he's clearly being very careful to document all of these famous and powerful people that he's bringing into his homes, that he's bringing onto his island, that he is getting involved with these young women, sometimes girls, you know, minors. And if you look at that pattern of behavior, it is consistent with someone who is running a honeypot scheme. And that's exactly what was alleged by people in the intelligence community. You know, Daily Mail, we broke a story over the weekend that we're talking to intelligence experts, people in the intelligence community who believe that Epstein was running this as a human trafficking ring to ensnare rich and powerful people, possibly for blackmail purposes. And there are a lot of links between him and Putin. We have to ask these questions. Is there that compromise there? Are there these videos that the DOJ has potentially, you know, according to Lisa, that's what she's saying, and that they're not releasing? We need to know.
Josh Boswell, Daily Mail, I need to look at you when you say this. Explain to me the Epstein-Putin connection as it relates to a honey trap using American sex trafficked girls.
Right. So this is a story that we broke over the weekend at the Daily Mail. So there are 1,056 documents in the Epstein files that are naming Russian President Vladimir Putin. There are 9,629 files referring to Moscow. You have multiple incidents documented in the Epstein files where Epstein is at least talking about having meetings with Putin. And this is from, you know, going back to 2010. We know that he was trafficking Russian women as well as Americans. And you have very important people. I mean, we're talking about, you know, people like the former Prince Andrew, who was very involved with Epstein, is alleged to have abused minors who were trafficked to him by Epstein. And this is a close connection that we need to investigate carefully. Intelligence officials believe that Epstein was running a honeypot operation here that was using these trafficked women to then ensnare rich and powerful people and potentially get compromat blackmail material on them. That's what is believed by some intelligence officials, the scheme here. We've got the trafficking, we've got the documenting of it, lots of photos and videos that he took. That's the kind of behavior you would do if you were running a honeypot trafficking scheme. And you also have all of these contacts with Putin documented in the Epstein files. You put it all together and it looks highly suspicious.
It almost feels too big to attack, too big to break down. But doesn't that make you want to attack it even more? The suggestion that the sex trafficking of American girls, American little girls, as part of a honey trap, along with Putin or Russian agents? Levine, is it possible?
Yes.
You have looked at the financial dealings, and isn't it true, you and I have discussed dealings with banks on the watch list out of Russia. Is what Boswell is saying possible?
Oh, Nancy, I do think it is quite possible. I mean, Epstein was using not only the big banks in America, but he was also using banks in Russia that he was moving his money to. And Senator Ron Wyden has been going down this road. There's over $1 billion of suspicious wire transfers, and they're looking into that. There's no question that Epstein drew in international intelligence. He wanted that. He wanted to cooperate with the Russians. I mean, when President Trump was first elected, he reached out to his Russian contacts because he wanted to pass information that he knew about President Trump to the Russians. He was always working to gain information about others that he could then take that information and pass it on to individuals. He wanted to be a kingmaker in a sense. He wanted to control everything, and that included what was going on internationally. And I also want to point out in my book that I wrote, The Spider, that during the original Palm Beach investigation, after Epstein received the slap on the wrist, one of the detectives in the case was so infuriated that he allegedly passed copies of tapes that they had from the Palm Beach house to a Florida sheriff. That Florida sheriff then went to Russia, and that material is in the hands of the Russians.
To Lynn Shaw, joining us, founder director, Lynn's Warriors. Lynn, all of that may be true, and frankly, I have no doubt that it is. But what it boils down to, for my purposes, is that we heard Josh Boswell and Sydney Sumner reporting, and I've looked at the documents myself. There are 29 alleged co-conspirators, his sex trafficking buddies, that have not been investigated or prosecuted on our soil. Forget for the moment Russia. Forget Putin. Forget the U.S. Virgin Islands. What happened here? If it happened here, we can prosecute it, yet nothing is happening. They've released this data dump like we're supposed to be happy. I am happy they've done this much, but it begs the question, where's the prosecution? Where's the investigation of all of these 29 and more alleged co-conspirators, sex traffickers?
We are so angry because we have had the victims come forward to report about all the videos and cameras in different locations. They told us exactly what Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine and all of these people, these horrible creeps, were doing. The DOJ, we believe, has all of the information. What is this little dribble here and there, this and that? Here's some files. Here's another million files. Now we've got another 2 million coming. This is despicable. And you know what we're not talking about right now? Victims, survivors who have been through this, what this does overall to sex trafficking victims. This is why they don't come forward. This is why they're afraid for their lives. They say, how can we fight anything like this? Again, it's money, it's power. It doesn't serve anybody in sex trafficking, so they hide, and it just escalates. These powerful men, what more do we have to ask for? Prosecute. Let's go. AG Pam Bondi is due February 11th in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Let's go. What are we waiting for? She gave out binders with no information. We all know what's going on based on what victims told us. We were waiting for proof. Now we've got all these men, and there are women that we're not hearing about also involved. Let's go. Let's prosecute. Let's hold those accountable. Let's start right here in America. Forget about Putin and all these other places for now. It's on our soil. Why are our American children, our minors, our girls, collateral damage? Enough now. The public, the warriors, we urge and demand answers from our government right now.
Thousands of documents are part of this latest data dump, but what are the feds going to do about it? Part of that data dump, we found out about some of Epstein's weird Amazon orders.
The Epstein files include more than 1,000 of Epstein's Amazon receipts, revealing bizarre purchases. Epstein ordered a number of schoolgirl uniforms from Cherokee and Tommy Hilfiger, 7 pairs of binoculars in 5 years, and a $60 sonic prostate massager. He also regularly purchased with the Sweet Tooth, ordering ringdings, devil's dogs, Twinkies, and other sweet treats to his door.
It's more than a scandal. This is about child molestation on a worldwide scale. I want the perps behind jail, and I don't care who they are. Do I care? H-E-L-L-N-O. Don't care. I want the people that molested girls as young as 12 years old behind bars.
The 2,000 videos and 180,000 images are not all videos and images taken by Epstein or someone around him. They include pornography and images that were seized from Epstein's devices he did not take. Some of the videos, though, and some of the images do appear to be taken by Epstein or by others around him.
Pornography made by him, not made by him, thousands and thousands of pornographic images, all of this coming from Epstein's devices. All that is intriguing, I guess. But what concerns me tonight are, by the way, we keep showing you these because apparently matching outfits for the underage girls were ordered by Epstein. And there they are wearing them. There's so much more that we're not showing you tonight. That said, we are learning from this latest data dump Epstein's sick daily rituals.
The previously unpublished 2007 Epstein indictment lays out a sickening routine, often occurring more than once a day. Epstein called girls to his home and had them located if they did not answer. Led up a remote staircase, a more experienced girl would lead the way for fresher girls until Epstein dismissed them. Epstein would order his masseuses to strip, then coerce them into sex acts with him and each other. After Epstein paid $200 and threatened bad things if the girls spoke about what had happened.
Sydney Sumner, that's certainly putting perfume on the pig. These masseuses are actually little girls that we're talking about. And this would happen multiple times a day. They would be summoned to Epstein's room.
Multiple times a day, several times a day. Sometimes this was Epstein's entire day, bringing girls over to continue this sex abuse. Wouldn't leave the house. These little girls went through horrible abuse, forced to have sexual acts with Jeffrey Epstein, with each other, with Ghislaine Maxwell. They were treated like objects and threatened if they told anyone about what happened to them. One of these victims even reports that Epstein threatened to burn her house down if she mentioned anything about meeting him.
Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining us out of Beverly Hills. Dr. Bethany, this is what is being confirmed, corroborated, and all these thousands and thousands of documents. You can't get away from it. You can't. There's Putin allegations, Clinton allegations, Trump allegations, Leon Black allegations, Wexner, just so much. But the bottom line is girls were trafficked and there were co-defendants and our government is doing nothing.
So our government is participating in the whole scheme. That's what we call a massive collusion. And this big data dump is what I call a red herring. It doesn't contain what's truly important. If this is what they're putting out there to hide the truth, what is the truth, Nancy? And you think of all these videos, you know, pedophiles think of P. Diddy. Not only do they want power, but they tape everything so they can blackmail the girls, everybody around them.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
To Barry Levine, author of The Spider, Inside the Tangled Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, he spent years investigating the money trail to other countries and more. Could you explain tonight to those that don't already know the process he used of getting the girls? They could come from Turkey, they could come from France, they could come from any of the stands, they could come from the U.S., flying them on charter jets and commercial jets to U.S. Virgin Islands, where they would be taken to a ferry and then ferried across the water to Lolita Island, and there they could not escape. There's got to be witnesses. There have to be witnesses, Barry.
Yes, there were witnesses, Nancy, and in fact, as we know after his death, Denise George in the Virgin Islands, who attempted to make prosecutions on this, had interviews conducted at the airport. We know that the girls would get off the plane. They would be dressed up in college sweatshirts, university sweatshirts, to make them appear to look older, even though we know that some of these girls were as young as 12 years old. Now, Jeffrey Epstein had international fixers. One of them, and I can report this, was a man named Jean-Luc Brunel out of Paris, who has subsequently died behind bars while he was being held in a Paris jail on rape charges. Now, he and his network of modeling fixers across the world would find these girls, tell them they were being brought to America to get modeling contracts. They weren't given modeling contracts. They were delivered to Jeffrey Epstein at his island off the Virgin Islands, and they would be sexually abused, and then they would be put back on planes. We know that one girl was so scared that she tried to jump in the water, the shark-infested waters, to escape there. We know that, as I reported in my book, Jeffrey Epstein had guns in his bedroom. He called himself the Godfather. He would abuse these girls and threaten them with weapons to not tell what had happened. And they would be so afraid that they would be put on these planes and returned to these countries. The government told us there were more than 1,000 victims. I actually believe there's probably more, because there's so many women now across the world who took part in this who are afraid to discuss it.
If you are redacting all of the critical, relevant information that could potentially lead to other pedophiles, other wrongdoers being put behind bars, how does that help us?
Even though we're getting the files, we can't read them. Suddenly, we've got another delay while all the minions are redacting the truth out of the files. All of the celebrities, the politicians, the, you know, most powerful figures in our economy, in commerce, that seemingly buzzed around Epstein, gives him the air, the indicia of respectability and believability, when all along he's nothing more than a child sex trafficker. And what were they doing with him? How did they seemingly condone it or make excuses for it? Listen.
Emails between Epstein and Virgin Group founder Richard Branson illustrate a close friendship fueled by a shared love of women. Branson at one point tells Epstein, "I think if Bill Gates was willing to say that you've been a brilliant advisor to him, that you slipped up many years ago by sleeping with a 17 and a half year old woman and were punished for it, that you've more than learned your lesson and have done nothing that's against the law since, and yes, as a single man, you seem to have a penchant for women, but there's nothing wrong with that."
Sir Richard Branson, he's called Sir because he was knighted. He is a knight of the British realm. Tell me what he said, Josh Boswell.
Well, so you've got these emails here that are, I mean, aged terribly. Paint him in the light of someone who's willing to wave away,
put him up,
you know, sexual abuse of minors.
What do you mean they aged terribly? I mean, it was less of statutory rape was less of a crime when he wrote the email. Is that what you mean by they aged terribly?
You know what? Not really. I mean, these were unacceptable then. They're unacceptable now. And the point that I'm making here is that Richard Branson here is trying to excuse a horrific crime, which is one of the, you know, the worst things you can do, abusing children here. You know, he's not accurate when he says one 17 and a half year old girl, you know, it was much younger than that. There were many of them. And it shows an attitude here of rich and powerful men not really caring or even associating with Epstein because of what he was doing, because he was trafficking these women. You see this, you know, again
and
again.
On the other hand, Boswell, Branson may have been going on information provided to him by Jeffrey Epstein. You know, when a friend of yours says, well, this is what happened, you believe the friend, right? And so before I indict Branson, I want to know the whole thing. But there is an air of respectability, a halo of believability on Epstein put there by all these politicians and millionaires and giants of business. Now, who am I going to believe? Ghislaine Maxwell?
Whistleblower seeking a visit to the Texas low-security prison camp where Maxwell is receiving preferential treatment. Lawmakers received complaints of Maxwell's unusual perks, unsupervised laptop use, and supply of bottled water while other inmates drink tap. Complaints even say someone was fired for reporting Maxwell's treatment. Lawmakers asked the Inspector General to open a criminal investigation.
Ghislaine Maxwell has gotten tons of special treatment. Why? This is as she is trying to get a pardon, clemency from Trump. What kind of special treatment, Sydney Sumner?
Well, first of all, the move to this prison camp is technically illegal because of Maxwell's sex offender status. So the move itself is already against protocol. And behind bars at this prison camp, Ghislaine Maxwell is allowed unsupervised access to a laptop, as you heard. She gets bottled water while all of the other inmates drink from the tap. She gets an unlimited supply of toilet paper, which is apparently not allowed to every other inmate. And she's got the warden apparently wrapped around her finger. The warden herself helped pen this habeas corpus petition that was just filed. She has meetings with people in a private room, not in the visiting area. And apparently the warden brings snacks into those meetings with her visitors.
To Josh Boswell joining us, chief investigative reporter, Daily Mail. Also tonight, we are learning that Epstein's brother has now gotten an independent medical examiner who says absolutely he was killed behind bars. He did not commit suicide. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, this is very interesting here. And this is something that Epstein's brother has been saying for a long time. He does not believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. He believes he was murdered. You've got various inconsistencies about what was reported initially, what was coming out of law enforcement and the Bureau of Prisons from what happened to Epstein, how he was discovered. A large part of this new dump is file. The first files that I looked at when I opened up this new tranche was all of these reports from the officers in the prison, how they responded. But also, like you said earlier in the program, you have this new video, right, of the jail cell. And previously we had the government saying, oh, no, there is no video. It got recorded over. But then there it is on screen now, the video of the jail cell. There are inconsistencies that we want to look at carefully. This is a man, Jeffrey Epstein, who had so much compromise potentially on rich and powerful people, they might want him killed. And so we should investigate every single detail to see whether he was in fact killed or whether he did really commit suicide.
Josh Boswell, I really don't know what to believe because we were told these cameras were not working. Now we get reams and reams of video from the cameras that were not working on arbitrary dates. I don't know what the truth is, but I know we've been lied to. And when I smell a lie, it makes me question the source. And the source is our own government. We wait as justice unfolds, God willing. And we remember an American hero, Deputy Sheriff Christopher Allmeyer, Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Louisiana, killed in the line of duty after 15 years on the force, leaving behind a wife turned widow and two children. Deputy Sheriff Christopher Allmeyer. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.